is beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we will begin a new series, And Men Love the Darkness. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars' message. Up next is the Statler Brothers with Rock of Ages, after which we will begin Pastor Mars' sermon.
Oh, yourself in me.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Well, today I'd like to talk to you about the minds. That's right, the minds and the souls of those men who rule over us secretly, the men and some women, of course, of the Illuminati. The Illuminati. You know, the very word Illuminati means those who believe they are illumined. They are of the light. And throughout occult literature, you find allusions to the light. They call themselves the Army of Light. Those in the occult world and the secret societies actually talk about these ascended masters, these really demon spirits, who in the spirit world are beings of light. Well, of course, the Bible talks about the devil himself coming disguised as an angel of light. Many in the New Age movement in the occult world say that the angelic brotherhood that is assisting them, we would call them devils or demons, are to be called the White Brotherhood. White. Now, this has no allusion to race. Doesn't mean they're Caucasians or white people. No, they're demon spirits. But you see, they disguise themselves as angels of light. The Apostle Paul said even Satan himself and his ministers, his devils, come to us disguised as angels of light, as ministers of righteousness, and so forth. And you know, whether it's Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Barack Obama, Lord Jacob Rothschild, they all proclaim that they want to give us a utopia, a new world order, a novus ordo seclorum, a world of light. And so they're going to deny that they are part of the darkness. Oh no, it's the true Christians, it's the true patriots that are the brotherhood of darkness. The Illuminati are the brotherhood of light. The enlightened ones, they call themselves. But you know, the Bible itself, the Bible gives us the answer as to who really is the brotherhood of darkness. I want to talk to you today about men who love the darkness. They can proclaim they're the light all they want. You know, some years ago, I found a very rare book, and I was able to obtain a copy of it, and you just won't find this book anywhere. But it talked about the coming solar brotherhood. The solar, S-O-L-A-R, brotherhood. Well, you know, from time immemorial, pagans, secret societies, cultists, occultists, the Illuminati have worshipped the great sun god, and all of the planets and all of the planetary presences, the stars and so forth, as angelic beings of light. Did you know that Lucifer himself, his very name comes from the Latin word lux, which means light. So he's a being of light. And in the New Age occult movement, sometimes they call their angel Lucifer the solar logos, the solar spirit, the spirit of the sun. Helena Blavatsky, in her book, The Secret Doctrine, talked about the solar logos, and she says the one whom we worship is the central sun. I wrote a book exposing the New Age movement and the Illuminati elite in the secret societies. I called it Dark Majesty, the Secret Brotherhood, and the Magic of a Thousand
points of light. So they are masquerading as points of light. And they want to bring us more light. In the Masonic fraternity, every Mason professes that he is seeking more light. He can't seem to get enough of light. This brought me, by the way, to ask the question, why is it that even as they profess to be in the light and that they are seekers after the light, in reality, they embrace and love the darkness? I was reading the Gospel of John, chapter 3 recently, and it was talking about God loving the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the very next few verses after that, that's John 3:16, I think also are very important. Verse 17 says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." And verse 18 is very interesting. It says, "He that believeth on him," in other words, he that believeth on Jesus, "is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Incidentally, you know, it's so fascinating to me. Some people accuse me of damning people to hell. Well, you're consigning so-and-so to hell. Well, you're saying that hundreds of millions of Muslims are going to hell. You're saying that a billion Hindus are going to hell. Oh, whoa. Oh, you're so bad. You're such a bad person, Tex Mars. You're condemning people to hell. Oh, well, what a mighty man I would be if I had that power to condemn people to hell. Can you imagine the power? Well, Jesus Christ has that very power. But Tex Mars has none of it. I cannot condemn you or anyone else to hell. I can only tell you what the scriptures say about those who disobey and refuse to believe in the Son of God. It's interesting that if you don't believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, it says here, you're condemned already. In effect, you're condemning yourself. It's a done deal. When you get up to the judgment seat of God, the only question he's going to ask you is, do you believe in my Son? Well, it's too late to lie about it. I know there's going to be multitudes who say, yeah, I believe in him now. Give me another chance. I didn't know before, but here I am standing now. And there he is sitting on the throne. Oh, yeah, I believe in him. Well, it's too late. You're already condemned. He that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So, you know, I remember in the Air Force, I was giving a court-martial to a young man. I was a military officer, and the young man complained to me. Actually, wasn't a young man. He was about 30 years old. He was a staff sergeant. He said, "Do you know what you're doing? You're hurting my career." I was a captain. I was, "Captain Mars, this is going to be a black mark on my career. Do you understand what you're doing to me, sir?" Huh? He had been brought into me for failure to obey a lawful order and for cursing his superior officer. He had a little fit of temper and refused to do something he was ordered to do. Then he turned around and cursed the officer in charge. So there he was brought up on charges before me. Now, he didn't deny that he had done it, but he just didn't like the fact that I was going to dole out punishment for what he had done. He said, "Do you understand that I may not get promoted again? This is going to really hurt my career, what you're doing to me, Captain." And I looked at the man and I very calmly said, "What you did to yourself. what you've already done to yourself. You see, he had condemned himself already when he did the foul deeds. I'm just a judge. I just mete out the punishment. Of course, I had already asked him, are these things true? We have these witnesses that say you did ABC. Is this true? Well, yes, but. And then he didn't like it because he got punished. But he was the one who did it, and so I'm just simply fulfilling my duty. And of course, there are many people that their mitigating circumstances are, you know, I try, you know, when I can, I tried to be as lenient and merciful as I could. But some people, this particular individual had been given several chances before until finally it was too late. Their only remedy was a court-martial. And that was very sad. But that's what happens. Now, verse 19 really gets good. It says, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Wow. Now, this is the condemnation for everyone who refuses to believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ. What is the condemnation? Well, first of all, here's an explanation of how they're condemned. It says that light is coming to the world. Who is that light? Jesus Christ, the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the light of the world. And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Jesus came as the Son of God, as light, pure light. There is no turning of darkness in him, the Bible says. But men refused the light. If they had obeyed the light, if they had sought the light, if they had known that it was Jesus Christ who was the light and believed in him, they would have repented of their sins and been saved. Instead, they loved the darkness so much that they said no to the light. And thus they condemned themselves. That was the condemnation. But why would they do it? Why do the Illuminati do evil things? The Bible talks about inventors of evil things. The Illuminati have actually invented wars, bloodshed, economic chaos, murders, crises, one after another. But they love the darkness. Now the Illuminati can claim all day, we're the illumined ones, we love the light, but they are proven to be liars because they rejected the light whereby they might be saved. Why? Because their deeds are evil. They're robbing, they're marauders. They're stealing from you and me. They're defrauding people. They're taking our money. They're taking our property. They're taking our wives. They're taking our husbands. They're taking our jobs. They're turning the world into a global plantation with us as the serfs and peasants. And they treat men and women unmercifully. And they give us vaccines that kill us on purpose. And they start revolutions and wars, and they torture people in gulag concentration camps. And I'm talking about the Illuminati throughout the ages. We can go all the way back to Adam Wieshaupt, the founder of the Order of the Illuminati in 1776, to Barack Obama, who today still has, no doubt, tens of thousands of prisoners in American gulags, not only in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, but throughout the world where we are torturing people. Many of them innocent, have done nothing, and we have no evidence against them. But we place them in chains and proceed to inflict pain and suffering. Because we have devil minds, these people that do such things. The Cheneys, the Obamas, the Bidens, the Rothschilds, the Netanyahus, the Ariel Sharons, the Sarkozys, the Blairs, the Browns, and all the others. The Condi Rices and the Hillary Rodham Clintons, monsters, depraved beings from the pit of hell because they're possessed. They love the darkness. Don't let them fool you for 1 minute. And men love the darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. You see, light brings into pure focus a man's deeds. Shine light on something, you can see what's really going on. That's why they hate the truth. The words that you and I speak of truth, these men despise. I was recently reading in Canada, they have a human rights tribunal. And if you say anything negative or bad, even if it's true about Jews, or for that matter, about any religion, Hindus, Muslims, you can be called up before the Human Rights Tribunal. And one of the directors of the tribunal was a little bit upset because people were being called, subpoenaed before the tribunal, and they were being demanded to explain why they had been exposing Zionists and what Israel was doing to the Palestinians and so forth. And the men who were being called up before the tribunal said, well, I have evidence here that what I say is true. Well, the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal got furiously angry. How dare you bring truth before us? We don't want to hear the truth. We just want to know, did you say these things? Well, yeah, but they're true. Well, we don't want you to say them, whether they're true or not. Did you know that the Human Rights Tribunal has now asked one of the top officials, has asked the Parliament of the Nation of Canada to outlaw truth? If, for example, you believe maybe the Holocaust didn't happen the way that the Jews say it happened, and let's say you present forensic evidence that gas chambers didn't kill so many or whatever, and you have the audacity to come before the Human Rights Tribunal of Canada, and by the way, they're doing the same thing in the court system in today's so-called Democratic Republic of Germany, and you try to present your evidence, and it's true. They say truth is not a defense.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.